there is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. 3 days into the new year and ministers in Israel's newly formed government are already declaring and making their policies clear. The Interior and Health Minister Aryeh Deri has instructed the Population and Immigration Authority to prioritize an amendment to the passport law, which will closely scrutinize those making aliyah to Israel to prove that their plans are sincere with intent to settle in the country and in doing so will be eligible for an Israeli passport. This measure is aimed at preventing Olim from previously taking advantage of the country's benefits with intent to then leave the country. Minister Deri said that such previous forms of practice and abuse when entering Israel for such purposes is unacceptable, adding that one status and granting of a passport must be earned by those with a genuine intent to settle in the Holy Land. Meanwhile, the Diaspora Affairs Ministry will change its name to Diaspora Affairs and Combat Anti-Semitism Ministry. Incoming Minister Amichai Chikli made this announcement during his introductory ceremony yesterday. In a statement, Chikli said that various departments have been united under one roof to deal with anti-Semitism and the fight against efforts to delegitimize Israel. He also called on organizations and individuals who identify with this cause to continue doing so, and in doing so, be assured of his ministry's assistance. Regarding Jewish communities abroad, Chikli stressed that their concerns for the new government are noted, assuring all that they will be thoroughly addressed. He also emphasized the need to install Jewish education in all communities and encouraged all leaders of civil society to come together and contribute to the effectiveness of his ministry. Youth trips to Poland, which have been regarded as an essential activity of the Israeli education system for many years, will resume soon. Israel's former education minister, Yifat Shasha Bitton, announced this as a final task prior to vacating her position and handing over to Minister Yoav Kish of Likud on Sunday. These particular visits have been regarded as essential in teaching visiting Israeli teens about the Holocaust by visiting former concentration camps and prominent Jewish landmarks. They ceased to operate, though, in the summer of 2022 when former Prime Minister Yair Lapid placed the program on hold after accusing Poland of trying to manipulate the educational content. Jews will be used as scapegoats for the war. Exiled Chief Rabbi Pinchas Goldschmidt is urging the Jewish community in Russia to leave before they are targeted and blamed for social hardships resulting from the war in Ukraine. Goldschmidt has previously warned about what will contribute to his recent call.
It is A, the rise in anti-Semitism, B, the possibility of a closing of the Iron Curtain, that it is going to be impossible to leave. Number three are the harder hitting sanctions which are going to damage the economy long term.
Rabbi Goldschmidt left Russia in July last year, saying he fled because of what he termed direct messages to support the war. He also points out that pressure was also put on community leaders to support the war, which led to his decision to resign and leave Russia. Goldschmidt has estimated that about 25% to 30% of the Russian Jewish community have so far emigrated or are planning to leave. And Jewish teachers from Argentina, Brazil, Mexico, Spain, and Uruguay recently arrived in Israel to join a teacher training seminar in Jerusalem, organized by Rabbi Shmuel Kornblit. They have been studying online for the past year on the Herzog College Reimanim Professional Development Course, a project created between Israel's Ministry of Education and Ministry for Diaspora Affairs and the Herzog United Initiative. Rabbi Kornblit says there is a strong desire for Tanakh studies throughout Latin America and the Spanish-speaking Jewish world. And during a recent visit to Panama and Venezuela, he met with Jewish community leaders and school principals to discuss what Spanish language resources they needed to assist in their Judaic studies. He praised the internet for providing opportunities for teachers from such remote countries to access Herzog's College's online professional development courses and hopes that this year, more Jewish teachers from more countries will be able to complete their teacher training in Israel. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.